This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas's Perot Museum of Nature and Science is about to roll out its first ever tech truck. It's built to take science to streets far from the museum in underserved or low-income neighborhoods. Looking like a brightly colored food truck, Perot's new mobile museum feeds brains instead of stomachs.
Wait, let's see if we can program it to make a robot.
Yes.
It's called the Tech Truck, tech standing for Tinker, Engineer, Create, and Hack. This vehicle will take little launchable paper rockets, skulls, a scaled-down mammoth skeleton, and laser and 3D printers to distant Dallas and North Texas neighborhoods. It's basically a moving classroom, a portable lab, according to the Perot's Director of Programs, Teresa Lenling.
The mammoth skeleton is an example of something that we laser cut, and those are the types of things that we can do out in the community, is have them design puzzles and then laser cut them, but also think about, you know, the math and the ratio and look at really the science behind how it all works.
12-year-old 7th grader Monica Beltran goes to Village Tech Charter School in Cedar Hill. She's familiar with 3D and laser printers and loves creating stuff herself.
I like the idea that we get, instead of the teachers building the stuff for us, we get to build like different planets and stuff like that.
Mona Sharif with Dell says science is the great race, income, and class equalizer. Her company gave more than $1 million for this Perot truck and another truck to roll out next year. Companies like Dell need people skilled in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, or STEAM. Speaking to a crowd at the truck's launch, Sharif said right now there aren't enough of them.
Our goal is to address the skills gap in STEAM, particularly in underserved communities, to directly help 3 million youth and indirectly support 10 million others to grow and thrive by the year 2020.
This tech truck's expected to hit the road 300 days a year, reaching up to 20,000 kids. The Perot's Teresa Lenling is about as excited as these kids here. She wished something like this were around when she was in school. She graduated with 24 others from Tiny Warner High School in South Dakota.
We didn't have a museum and we didn't have access to a lot of things. What I looked forward to, the bookmobile. I'd be able to open up the books and look at the National Geographic Explorers and be able to see it, and I knew that it was going to be coming to the neighborhood. That sense of excitement and going, ah, oh, I have this to look forward to.
The Perot Museum turns a new page in outreach efforts when the tech truck makes its first trip next Thursday. It can be booked through the Perot Museum's website. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.